I would like to first of all greet our devotees in the internet who are with us for this Gaura Lila evening about the inconceivable nature of Lord Nityananda. I further would like to welcome devotees who have come, especially Mitra, who has come from Vrindavan with the Vrindavan dust still with her, and also Haladara Prabhu, who has published a wonderful edition of the Bhagavad Gita. Welcome, Haladara. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. And also Gaura Nataraj is with us today. Finally, he has made it. thank you all very much. We will sing in a moment. Maybe Muni, you can. Du kannst mich vielleicht. Hare Krishna Kanupriya. Hare Bol. I would like to start with something from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which tells us a little bit about the great potency which is there when devotees come together to hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. There is a passage describing Lord Chaitanya's travels through the forest of Jharikhanda. I do not know if you have ever seen this forest. It's still today a wild jungle. The residents who live there are an amazing variety of exotic animals, including the famous Bengali king's tiger. That is there, and also chameleons I saw. I lived there for an entire month in a place called Kanai Natashala, and I was very, very much seeing that the people who live there are tribal people, and often they are quite rustic, quite wild people. I mean, I have to say, but I was warned there's a lot of criminal activity going on because people are just really tough there. But still, the Chaitanya Charitamrita described what happened to the forest animals and the people who had contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says, when someone heard from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the chanting of the holy name, and when someone else heard this chanting from that person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everybody in all places became Vaishnavas through such a disciplic succession. Thus, all the people in the jungle began to chant the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, they cried, and they smiled. Now, this is something like the domino effect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's amazing transcendental potency, that anyone who came in contact with him was spiritualized, but also those who came in contact with these people, and then one step further back, those who came in contact with those who had come in contact received the seed of bhakti in their heart. Now, Prabhupada takes this this principle of, you could say, the electric transmission of bhakti. He takes that a step further into the modern times. He says the transcendental potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is herein explained. First, the holy name is vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When someone hears from him directly, he is purified. But also when another person hears from that person, he is also purified. In this way, purification process is advanced. And then he makes a point which totally convinced me personally and motivated me to do this Chaitanya or Gaura Lila evenings. He said, Prabhupada says, it's not that everyone is able to see Krishna or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu physically. No? We also came a little late. we are too late. But if one hears about him through books like Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and through the parampara system of pure Vaishnavas, then there is no difficulty in becoming a pure Vaishnava free from mundane desires and personal motivation. So you can see that Prabhupada brings this principle and applies it to our case. That you also can make direct contact with Sri Krishna Chaitanya through his succession of people who have been in contact with him, and through the books which these great souls have left. I wanted to make this point because many of us are living in circumstances where they have to ask themselves the question how they can be uplifted to the spiritual platform. In fact, many of us suffer sometimes the influence of Maya or the material nature because we are not able somehow or other to come to this spiritual platform. But here's a solution, that you must hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, read about him, and then you can experience the lift or upliftment, we say, in your own personal lives. I have personal experience of this since I made a conscious commitment to every day, even though my days are sometimes busy, that so busy that I don't even know how I will survive them. Since I made this commitment that whatever happens, I will read in the Bhagavatam or the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then I do feel this upliftment. I know some of you have made this experience, but as Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, they have lost this experience. And how this is so, that we can lose such a chance, I will read to you a little bit and read the solution so that you can again have this experience. So this forms the background a little bit of this Chaitanya Katha. I would like to serve the devotee community, both in who are here and those who hear either who are with us in the internet, or those who hear afterwards from Kunya Bihari through the Sharanagati net, the recordings. I like to serve them that they can feel the presence of the Lord in their life and feel happy. Good. Now we will come to our subject, the amazing nature of Lord Nityananda. In Bengali you don't say Nityananda, but you see Nityananda. The amazing potency of Lord Nityananda is not possible to understand unless Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally opens the door for you, and you can then enter into the secret. Even the Vedas says Vrindavan Das Thakur. Even the Vedas cannot understand the amazing pastimes of the Lord. Many people know him in different ways. Some know him as Lord Balaram. Others know him as the foremost devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still, others know him as an expansion of the Lord. And still others have to admit that they don't know anything about him. He's so difficult to understand. I pray at everyone's feet here, and the feet of those who will sit in the internet, that birth after birth, I can be an eternal servant of Lord Nityananda, and he can be my master. Will I ever be blessed to see my Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda on a throne surrounded by their many devoted servants? This is the prayer of a devotee. He wants to welcome the Lord on a very special throne. A throne which is sometimes occupied by Maya, it's their own heart. And that golden throne which we establish, we want to, in the heart, we want to welcome Lord Nityananda. A little while ago, I was asked by devotees to pray. In fact, I have started to pray for all the devotees and all the people in the world on each Tuesday, which is the day of Lord Narsingadev. And I've chanted because there's always some trouble somewhere. I have chanted the Narsinga Kavacha, and there it is said, before chanting it, you must invite Lord Narsingadev on the golden throne in your heart. So any devotee of any Lord has to free his heart and invite him on the throne there. You might have to negotiate, because on our throne of the heart is the ego at the present moment. I don't know if you have seen him or felt him in your life. He is very strong. But if you invite Lord Nityananda or Lord Krishna, Jiva Goswami makes this point, the Ahankara has to flee. When you have a situation where the ego is very strong, you should apply this, and you should say, okay, will I do this now for the pleasure of Krishna? Is this pleasing Krishna? Or is this pleasing to my ego? And if you decide you want to please Krishna, the ego has to go. Yes. And sometimes we want both. And this is our problem. Hare Krishna. So, today, I would like to discuss the ongoing presence of Lord Nityananda. In our Shastras, there are various narrations of how devotees have met Lord Nityananda, even at a time when he had finished his official lila, so to say. Official, I'm saying, when at the time after his tirobhav. And the devotees have still met him. For instance, when Narottam Das Thakur came to the village of Ekachakra, the village where Lord Nityananda had appeared, he was greeted by an older Brahmana. And the Brahmana said to him, "Oh, you have come. Your name is Narottam. How do you know?" Said Narottam, "That my name is Narottam." "Yes. And you come from such and such place." "Yes, yes," said Narottam. "How do you know?" "Oh," said the Brahmana and smiled mysteriously, "I know many things. Come with me now." And he gave him a tour through the holy places in Ikachakragram, places which I believe some of you have visited. And after the tour was finished, the Brahmana disappeared in thin air, and just as like you could say a light from a lightning match, disappears as quick as it has come. This is the nature of Lord Nityananda. He is totally beyond everything. He does things which only he does, the way he does it. He comes in disguise and so on. Therefore, because he's so amazing, Chaitanya Charitamrita warns us. He says, even if I see that Lord Nityananda has entered a liquor shop, Chaitanya Bhagavatam adds, and marries a Muslim girl, I shall not be diverted from my conclusion that Nityananda Rai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have this in all spiritual traditions. In the Christianities, there are saints which are called the idiots of God, die Narren Gottes. In Islam, you have the wild dervishes. And in Hinduism, you have the avadutas. But here, you find how God himself takes on a role which breaks all the concepts of the human being. We know that Nityananda sometimes danced so ecstatically and joyfully that the cloth fell from his hair, from his body. But no one felt bad. I think if some of you dances like this and all of a sudden stands there in their underwear, everyone will go, "Ooh!" What happened to you, Prabhu? And there would be an awkward moment of peinliche Schweigen, an awkward silence. We don't even want to really think about this. It would be so embarrassing, not only for the person, but for the whole audience. But Lord Nityananda is beyond the laws of material nature, and whatever he does is having the same effect on everyone. One becomes simply blissful, and he is simply blissful. These things are, I think there is a verse in the Mahabharata which our Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu, who's a very good scholar of our Shastras, knows, Achintya something. Do you remember at this moment? The Lord is Achintya and beyond the possibility to understand. And Lord Nityananda is such a Lord who has this in his pastime. So he sometimes appears and disappears. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mostly stayed at the latter part of his pastime where? In Jagannath Puri, thank you. Lord Nityananda went with a large group of devotees all over and preached the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His speciality was that he would make absolutely no difference between brahmanas and outcasts. He just would not judge anyone according to their external experience, appearance. He did not judge them on the basis of wealth, knowledge, or strength. But what he looked for is a little shraddha, a little faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if he saw that little faith, he would reward the people with high states of Krishna consciousness. There's a song like this, that my Lord Nityananda has opened a marketplace. Everyone, people of the world, come to this marketplace, because according to your shraddha, he will give you the holy name combined with various states of divine ecstasy. You have a little face, beginning face, like I think every one of us here brought at least this beginner's faith, I mean beginning faith in Krishna consciousness with them. Lord Chaitanya, if you go to Lord Nityananda, he rewards you. For me, as a devotee of the Lord, this quality of God to not judge and to not, let me say, yet judge someone according to their external appearance is very, very important. And in my own spiritual life, I'm trying to emulate means to follow this example. I remember once there was a very fallen devotee who had started to really go against his own principles, own spiritual principles. And the devotee community felt there was in India very disappointed and look at him, he really didn't make good use of his chance. But there was one very exalted Vaishnava who is a god brother of Prabhupada and who was very dear to Srila Prabhupada, who said, "Do not judge this devotee, because how can you know what goes on in the heart of the devotee? How can you know how often he has cried to Krishna and begged him for forgiveness?" I have heard from many devotees who have unfortunate habits which they cannot get rid of, that there are moments in their lives when they just can't cheat themselves any longer, and they feel, "I'm really not on a good path at this moment in my life. I have to admit this because my consciousness is not as bright as it used to be. I can cheat the world and I can cheat myself sometimes, but if I look in my heart, it's different." And at that time, they turn to the Lord and beg him, "Please, can you somehow accept me the way I am? And can I somehow have a place in your kingdom of mercy?" And they always feel when the Lord, when they turn sincerely to the Lord, that the Lord is immediately there. Shoop. As if no need of long explanations. He just is always immediately there. Maybe you have experienced this in your life. No, because that's his nature. He's just loving. He's kind. I had the opportunity to go to many ashrams, and sometimes I meet monks, I have met also many Christian monks, and they say, oh, Maya, or the danger of material world is everywhere. It's so dangerous. And I always say, well, God is also everywhere. Why don't we concentrate on Him? Yes, there is Maya, there's illusion, but the only way the illusion will go from our life is the same way as darkness goes from our life, by the mercy of the sun. So let us concentrate more on Krishna. And at the same time, of course, make an honest effort to give our best in uprooting all these things which shouldn't be there in our heart. And this is also very, very important. So, good. I told you how Lord Nityananda is always there when one turns to him, and gave you the example of Narottam, who came to Ekachakra. If you really want to make a connection with this really merciful and amazing and non-judgmental mercy of Lord Nityananda, go to Ekachakra. Who has visited Ekachakra? Oh, do you have also been there, Gadara?
I did. Yes, of
course. In Ekachakra. We have now our temple there, and we have made a small kirtan mela in Ekachakra. Mm. I state, I'm a strong believer of Ekachakra. It is said that in the age of Kali, many holy places have left their potencies, but Ekachakra has not. It's about a 6-hour ride by taxi. Well, if the taxi is a proper Indian taxi, it will get puncture on the way. That means it's 8 hours ride. Puncture heißt ein Loch im Reifen, because they are so old. So sometimes something between 6 or 7 or 8 hours, and you are in the land of unconditioned mercy. This is something very, very nice, and one should stay there overnight. So devotees always knew this, and I would like to tell you of a pilgrimage to Ekachakra by Janavama. Who knows of you who is Janavama? Yes.
Nityananda's wife.
Nityananda's wife. Is that correct?
One of his wives.
Yes, and here's an additional information. There was a second wife called
Vasudha.
These two are expansions of different potencies of the Lord. So Janava, after Lord Nityananda took on the baton, man sagt im Deutsch, nahm die Staffel an sich, and spread Krishna consciousness on the behalf of her Lord Nityananda. She also had this large group of devotees with her, and she would travel through the land, and amazing miracles took place for all of those who had the good chance to meet her. So, Janava, I will now get into the katha for today. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hey
Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Padamani Hari Nityanandaram Nitanandaram 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 Everybody Nityanandaram Nityanandaram Nitanandaram 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 Jaya Nitanandaram
Can you say to Muni? One moment.
Nitanandara, 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 Nitanandara.
You can tell him after this, I will sing Jai Radha Madhava. It will make it simple if he can play it in the melody, he knows it. I will chime in, I will sing.
Nitanandaram, 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 Nitanandaram,
Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari. Vallabha Giri Varadhari Vidana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Janjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Janjana Yamuna Kiravanachari Yamuna Kiravanachari To understand something about the amazing and attractive nature of Lord Nityananda, we will hear pastime how his wife Janavama visited Ekachakra after her Lord's disappearance from this earth. Janava would always be surrounded by very exalted devotees who in themselves were full of divine devotional sentiments. But when they approached or came closer to Ekachakra, something absolutely unexpected happened to them. They became overwhelmed by transcendent bliss to a degree they had never seen before. On the road, just before the entrance to the village, they saw an old Brahmana leaning on a stick. I imagine him to be something like Gandalf, you know, the magician in the European tradition. He was there, leaning, but he was a Brahmana. Mm. all the great Mahantas, Mahantas means great Pandits, great devotees, immediately could understand that this Brahmana carried something unexplainable with him. And they respectfully greeted him and told him of their intention to visit Lord Nityananda's appearance place. The Brahmana just smiled mysteriously and said, "I will be your guide." As they came closer, they could see something strange about Ekachakra. It was a deserted village, you would say in German, eine Geisterstadt, a ghost town. Everyone was very, very concerned. They asked, "Why does this place look so deserted?" The Brahmana said, "Because Nitai left from here. And after he had left the village, it took only years before everyone in the village left, except for me." In this village, in previous times, when it was a flourishing village, lived the best of scholars, Hadai Pandit, the father of Nityananda. When he had heard that his wife, who is the mother of Padmavati, was pregnant, he became very happy. And when he saw finally the child who appeared from the womb of Padmavati, like the moon appears from the milk ocean, his ecstasy was complete. Lord Nityananda looked so very beautiful that, but there was something else about him, which I think is best explained by a contemporary, ein Zeitgenossen, sagt man in Deutsch, who was living at that time. This is a lady who lived in Ekachakra, who said, "It's rare to find someone who is very beautiful, but who also pleases the heart. It's very, very difficult to find someone who's beautiful and at the same time pleases the heart." So Lord Nityananda was so beautiful that sometimes people ask themselves the question, "Is this a doll made of gold or of molten butter?" He's so effulgent, so extremely beautiful. Every morning a crowd of villagers came to the house of Hadai Oja, or Hadai Pandit, same name, and gathered around. And do you know what Hadai Oja did? He somehow gave everyone presents who visited him. And although he was a poor Brahmana, when he would give something away, even gold coins, like this one, his treasury would be filled immediately thereafter. Because due to the presence of Nityananda Ram, there was wealth and all auspiciousness in the village. Padmavati, his mother, loved him so much that she never put him down. This, by the way, one principle of child rearing. If we can free our mothers from everything else, except for taking care of the children will receive the affection they need. And I saw today very content children, and I knew it's because the mother and mothers take nice care. And she was simply looking at Nityananda, especially when Lord Nityananda smiled and his little teeth were visible. He had a very attractive teeth. And soon he became the he was the center of attraction. Now, when Lord Nityananda grew up, something struck the villagers. They saw that he played. But what did he play? He always played the pastimes of Krishna. And for every single pastime, somehow he manifested the attractive clothes which was necessary. The children were ornamented with gold and with silver and silk, and they would play these amazing pastimes. And it was so well played that the most important principle of theater was there, the bhav. The mood. To give you an example, it's from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Nityananda once played Ram Leela, and before he started it, the Leela, he told everyone, I will be Lakshman, and when I faint on the battlefield, please know I will only come back to life if Hanuman comes and brings the mountain with the Sanjivani herb. So everyone was dressed up, the whole village was there, and after the Leela commenced and it came to the battlefield, and then I believe Indrajit, the oldest son of Ravana, threw a mantra charged missile on Lord Lakshman, who was played by Nityananda, but by then everyone had forgotten, because the bhava was just so real and it pulled everyone in. I have visited with one very nice devotee, Gadadhar, on Friday, on one very special Friday, a very nice program of the European self-discovery story of Parsifal, how he wakes up to higher levels of awareness. And it was so well done, in my personal view, that although it was a little long and the voices were very loud, still it was a very, it drew you into the scene and you began to experience something which was the intention of these actors who gave really their very best. And they, at the end of the thing, they were full of sweat, I could observe, and I was very grateful for their sincere effort to bring the subject to us, the listeners. So here it was this principle, but to a maximum degree, which you will soon see. When it came to the point where Indrajit threw the missile on Lakshman, Lakshman, or Nityananda, was hit on the ground, and little Nityananda was lying in the whole village, because they loved him so much, forgot that what Nityananda had told them, and was just sat there and lamented. I heard that there was an accident with two children in the castle, and these sweet children were hit by a car, and this was so traumatic for the parents that they really suffered intense pain, which we felt even in the Gora Bhavana. I mean, there was a very hard thing when the own child is in danger. This tears the chest of the mother, or the heart of the mother, in two things. So, but imagine, the whole village saw their Nityananda, and he was lying there. unconscious, and they couldn't do anything. He was lying there for 6 hours, 6 hours, unconscious. Our children may have been for 20 minutes, or I heard sometime also 10 minutes or 50 minutes. This was 6 hours. The villagers, they were at the verge of suicide. Until finally, someone remembered. Nityananda told him this would happen, and someone has to bring the mountain now. So one boy who was playing Hanuman, they all went, Hanuman, chalo chalo, go get the herb or something. He came and he then. See, he knew what to do. There was some obstacle. I think one crocodile who wanted to stop him from getting the mountain. But he did just like in Ram Leela, was successful. He brought something which was the mountain, looked like the mountain, and he gave that herb and rubbed it. And when the Nityananda smelled it, he woke up, and the whole village went, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. And everyone in the play knew what to do, except for this one occasion where Nityananda was fainting and was there for 6 hours. So months went by, then years passed. The sacred thread ceremony was conducted. Nityananda grew up. Finally, an astrologer was called by Hatai Oja to select a good bride and a good day for the marriage. Little did he know, and the whole village, that soon the greatest drama would strike Ekachakra, the greatest misfortune. Misfortune came, as it sometimes does, in the guise of someone very good, a sannyasi. He approached Hatai Oja during the day and requested alms and a meal, and Hatai Oja complied. And then Hatai Oja, pious soul, sat with him at the foot of a banyan tree. You can still visit this banyan tree. It's a huge banyan tree, and you can sit on the roots. There is where Hatai Oja and the sannyasi sat. And they discussed the whole night, and in the morning Hatai Oja said, "You have given me the greatest treasure, Krishna consciousness." Do you sometimes have meetings with good friends and you talk about Krishna, and at the end you feel, wow, this was really a good meeting? And you will say to the friend, thank you for reminding me of Krishna. And so Hatai Oja also had this and said, you are so... you've given me the greatest charity. Please ask me for something in return. No, said the sannyasi, I was quite content with our Krishna Katha. It was so nice for me as well. No, you must ask something. I will give you everything. It seemed the sannyasi had just waited for that one little word. Everything? Everything. And then the sannyasi said it. I need a brahmachari assistant for my travels. Give me Nitai. Nitai! And there's many songs in Bengali about how Hatai reacted. It's almost a Nitai. It goes a little high at the end, expressing great separation. Hatai Oja went to his wife, Padmavati. I have to ask my wife. He told Padmavati everything, and Padmavati said, I knew it. This is the divine will of Nityananda. He has inspired the sannyasi to come. He wants to go on pilgrimage. And she remembered, at that time, and all prophecy which had said that one day Lord Balaram would appear in Ekachakra. And just like Balaram, who went on a pilgrimage through all the holy places in India, their son would also go on a pilgrimage because he is none other than Balaram. He remembered, she remembered this and said, the prophecy has been fulfilled. But she had one more meeting with her son. She said, I cannot imagine to live without you. Can you help your mother in some ways? And Nitai said, yes. Whenever you need my presence, just call for me and I will be with you. And then he manifested from his own hand a deity. It is, some say he manifested, some others say he went to the river there. It's a small river, only this way. And the deity came floating down on the river. Who knows the name of this deity? Banki Maroi, beautiful deity. Have you seen with your eyes? It is very beautiful. And he manifested. The deity came flowing and he said, if you feel lonely, here is Krishna for you. So then Nitananda went with the sannyasi. The brahmana who explained this party said, see, what you have to understand is that Lord Nityananda was the only solace for everyone in the village. Once I was terribly upset about something, and I just went close to the house of Nityananda. But as I came close, all my misery disappeared. My dear devotees, this always happens when you feel the pangs of material existence and you just make an effort to come close to Krishna at that time. Your misery goes. My request to you is, don't wait until the misery becomes intolerable. Better you come close to Krishna before the misery. So the brahmana said, this is my experience. At Lord Nityananda's birth, there was a shower of flowers all over the village. We were covered this high with flowers in our village. He is the Lord Balaram. When he left, his parents could not perform their usual function. They wouldn't eat any longer. Although the people of Ekachakra brought foodstuffs to their house, they couldn't eat. Once Hadai Oja in the night jumped on the street and we heard him screaming, Nitananda has come back. Oh Nitai, why don't you sit on my lap? Then he said, nice that you have come. Tomorrow, when the sun rises, we will walk over the field and inspect the crops. Crops must have waxed, right? Oh, Nitai, come, accompany your father to the market. Let us buy some new cloth. But Nityananda had not returned. The brahmana continued, after some time, Hadai Oja and Padmavati died. His friends all left the village, the people left the village, and it became what it is now. And a Yavana built up a new village just across the river. Only I and some other brahmana have stayed. although I am old, I am visiting every day the places where my Lord Nityananda performed his pastimes. Look at the big peepal tree over there. That's where Lord Nityananda would be with his friends and eat with his friends. And in this way, and he said other things like this. He said, I hope one day I'm born in, no, I hope when my days come, I'm born in Ika Chakra again and again. And at the end of each life, I die by calling out, Nitai Chandra!
Nitai
Chandra!
Nitai Chandra!
Then the Brahmana brought them to the house of Nityananda. But as he came close, he was so overwhelmed with feelings that he could not move on, but turned around and went another direction. Mysterious Brahmana. Janava stayed in that house, or what was left of the house for the house for the night. She also could not sleep. She said, why am I so unfortunate? I met and married Nityananda when he was older. She was the wife of Nityananda. But I could never meet my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, Hadai Oja and Padmavati. I could not meet them. Then, by the will of the Lord, she fell asleep. And all of a sudden had a village, a vision. She saw a big town. This is so wonderful. The town was enchanting, and the golden houses seemed to have been built by Vishvakarma himself. Attendants went in and out of the house of Hadai Pandit, and he and his wife showered their affection on Nityananda and Vasudha and Janava. In other words, Janava was granted a vision of the eternal abode of Lord Nityananda. She saw trees and gardens full of flowers. Bees hummed around. Birds sang. And the wind blew sweetly. Under the trees there was a beautiful throne made with jewels. Many ladies were there, dressed in gorgeous cloth, and they held chamaras, plates of sandal paste, chua, scented water, and flower garlands. And there he was, looking like the god of love, Kandarpa himself. With a very sweet smile on his face, Janava could see her Lord Nityananda again, and herself with Vasudha sitting in on each side of the Lord and putting betel nuts in his happily chewing mouth. She felt so happy, but her happiness was the greatest curse because she awoke. I have this always in my dreams with Prabhupada. I see him. He has come back to me to comfort me and to answer questions which I have. But then I become always so happy after some time that I wake up and I say, and then I try to go back into the same dream using everything I have heard from C.G. Jung about active imagination, but it does not work in spiritual matters. And I don't get there again. Then Lord Nitya, then Janava felt, cried. But he said, but then she heard in the night the voice which she recognized and knew very well, the voice of Nitai, "Oh Janava, don't be disappointed. We are always together, and you know that. If you want to find me, look in your heart. There you will see me." Janava wiped away her tears. She composed herself, and as she fixed all her attention on her heart, she saw the same vision which she had seen in her dream appearing in her heart. Hare Krishna. So we come to the end of this. When she woke up, the Brahmana was gone. She told her associates, "The Lord has appeared in my dream." And one of the things he said is that our time in the village is up. Let's go to the town. Oops, I have it. Kardaha, without any delay. So the whole party, drunken with ecstasy, went with spiritual ecstasy. Some of you may need this clarification. Left the village, and when they left, something amazing happened. The Brahmana had disappeared, but they saw a Brahmana leaning on a stick, and he was drunken.
Hare Krishna.
Not to be imitated. It seemed he was sometimes laughing and sometimes he danced around. And when he danced like only one person can dance. You know whom we are talking about. When Janava saw this, she spontaneously went to the Brahmana and prayed that Lord Nityanand and that Lord Chaitanya would always be with him. And then this Brahmana turned mad in love. Hare Krishna. The Vaishnavas and Janava Devi's party joyfully called out the holy name of Hari. And continued on. "My dear devotees, if you want to please Lord Nityananda, the point of this, let me say, epilogue of this party, das ist ja ein Nach, oder das ein Nachwort zu diesem Besuch, epilogue, is try to please Lord Nityananda by blessing others. Most merciful Lord Nityananda ki." I would like to just end on making one little observation. My dear devotees, I had a very wonderful experience for me. It was yesterday. I was upset about something, about the cruelty of mankind, I can say. And I went into the forest and chanted there. It's a forest which is close by from where we stay. I sat on the ground and chanted. And as I chanted, I noticed that my mind was upset. Waves were in the mind. And I couldn't separate my thoughts from what had upset me. And like it is, often there was something like synchronicity. There was an inner storm, in the storm inside. Then a storm began raging around me. The next thing I saw was swans flying over me, but fighting against the wind. And I was feeling, yes, I'm also fighting against an inner storm. And how can I access now, how can I chant the holy name without being distracted by disturbing thoughts? And as I thought about this, I again looked up and I saw a storm cloud above me, ripped apart by the wind. And I remembered something which I want to share with you. I remembered a doubt. How is it possible for someone to make it in Krishna consciousness unless and until he is just a very special soul, very exalted? This doubt was put before... Can you understand? How is it possible? See, I could not get into the chanting. There was a storm around me which was much less than the inner storm. And I was thinking, how will I ever make it like this? I'm such a beginner, and how will others make it? And I remembered when I looked up in the sky and I saw that the cloud was ripped apart by the storm, I remembered a question of Arjuna, which I like to read to you. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later gives up due to worldly-mindedness and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? You know, it talks about someone who takes to the path with faith that this will be very easy and he will be successful. And then he finds out that after some time the material desires just become so overwhelmingly strong that he again leaves the strict path of Krishna consciousness. Maybe you can recognize sometimes in your life when you were like this. I think everyone has struggles to overcome. And Arjuna says, ask now, O mighty armed Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perishes like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? You're not a success materially. You ran away from school maybe, or you didn't make your doctor title or your whatever, and you just and you're materially nothing and spiritually nothing. You know, this is Arjuna's question. This is very dangerous, isn't it, Arjuna? Krishna, he says like this. So this is my doubt, O Krishna, Arjuna says. And I come to you, and asked you to dispel it completely. Except for you, my Lord, no one can be found who can destroy this doubt. That's a beautiful question, isn't it? You are the only one who can help me with this question. Then, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of God had said, O son of Preeta, you must know one thing. A transcendentalist who is engaged in auspicious activity does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Maybe you remember there was a time when I gave lectures on this on the Anyabhilashita verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and I shared with my audience an inner conviction, which I then proved from the scriptures, I hope, that when you do bhakti, which means three things, you do it's for Krishna, you do something with your body, mind, or words, and you have an intention, let this be for the pleasure of Krishna. Whatever you do in this consciousness is so strong that it may take one lifetime, second lifetime, but it purifies your heart so that eventually you will make it. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, you will never, Bhakta is not overcome by evil if he does auspicious things. He speaks about the unsuccessful yogi in the next shloka, that after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, he's born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. I've seen this with sometimes devotees who for some reason choose to not be so strict any longer on their spiritual path. Krishna often seems to grant them their wishes. They become, some of our devotees have become rich businessmen and have developed, I'm not speaking here of this situation, because the devotees here are very, very nicely on the path. But no, I mean, I'm speaking of America. I can remember devotees who have become incredibly rich, and they were ordinary hippies with an interrupted education. Krishna gave them, fulfilled them their desire, and gave them the anxieties which come with this, because what to do? This is in the material world. You can't have anything without anxieties, you know. And the more you get, the more your anxieties are usually growing. This is the deal with Mephistopheles. I mean, not Mephistopheles, with the material energy, I wanted to say. It's not with Mephistopheles. I'm speaking a little bit from German culture, Faust and all that. So yes, Krishna says, don't worry. There is simply no disconnect with the spiritual path. This is such a wonderful subject matter that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a song about it. It has two elements. It has something about the fallen yogi and then his chants. It goes like this. Oh, my heart, you are very suspicious. Also voller Zweifel, zu Deutsch gesagt. You came to this world of birth and death. You were imprisoned in this world of matter. Now you are attached to dull material things. Oh, my heart, you have forgotten your true home and you serve now material desires. You see nothing around you except for matter. Your true identity is covered, almost lost hidden inside your body. You always think of material things. Your actions are material. To whom will I tell my sufferings? O my heart, you have turned away from your eternal master. You take shelter of something which is worthless and pathetic. You don't see the truth of the soul any longer. You have turned from the pure truth. You're not interested in the soul. More and more you like to doubt, does the soul exist or not? I sometimes am like this. The soul? I would. In this way, you gradually fell in the illusions of matter. You became different from what you really are. Oh, my heart, please take my advice. Don't be a thief who robs the soul. Associate with the Lord's devotees. This is a remedy, das Heilmittel, Gesundheitsmittel. Associate with the Lord's devotees. By the power of the Vaishnava's mercy, you will conquer all your doubts. Your soul will be yours again. You will go to the world of Vrindavan. Tears in your eyes and the hairs of your body erect with joy. You will serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Sri Sri Radha and Krishna's graceful feet are the great treasure carefully kept by Bhaktivinoda. That treasure I will always love. I like this very much because, again, it shows us the unconditional mercy. Again, it shows like Krishna in the Gita. You don't have to be super duper this and that. Just a little bhakti in the heart. Little bhakti will take care of your life. And the Lord will be there. I like this very much. He speaks about a person who has left the path, like Krishna talks in the, or like Arjuna talks on the Gita. But he says that the Lord is merciful. And do you know Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Ram, most merciful of all the various aspects of the Lord. Even after his so-called disappearance. And that was what the Leela was about. On each Nityananda's appearance day, now we are forced to celebrate it. Due to the nature of things, but on each appearance day, I can really speak for a few devotees who tell this always to me, and I certainly also experience a little bit of what they talk about. I do feel actually the mercy of Lord Nityananda coming and being there is a very nice mercy. Krishna. But what is about the cloud who is riven, zerrissen by the storm? What is about our own situation that we are sometimes so split, so zerrissen innerlich, sagt man in Deutsch. I was thinking on that day when I was so upset in the forest and I could not connect because of being disturbed. It went the same morning, it went when I finally could understand something. I looked at the cloud and said, my Lord, my life is like this. Materially, I have given up everything. I'm uneducated. I left the school at the beginning of my 16th year, and recently I saw my Zeugnisse? How do you say Zeugnis in Mangala? What?
Report card.
My report card was really bad. Because I had been so bored and I had not invested anything. If you know the number 5, 6 is the worstest and 5 is the second worstest. I had a few 5s. Mathematics, I had a 5. And so on. I was really shocked. So bad, I thought. And that was on the report card. So I understood in the morning, yes, look at your material report card. You are not a success. You are a failure. Yeah. When I look at Mangala, Dr. Maikaputa, I'm the exact opposite. You know, it couldn't be worse. I'm not able to use computer, that's another disadvantage in the age of where we live, of quick informations. My life materially is a failure. I have to face this. So now the question is, what is my chance? And I could understand one word, ashraya, where I take shelter, there is my chance. In material life, I don't know, if I take shelter there, maybe I would make it into the gas station to fill this car with gasoline, you know, if I am very good. But here in Krishna consciousness, I can save my soul, my lost soul. I firmly decided on that day, on that morning, especially in the face of disturbance, I take full shelter. Then I am not a cloud in the sky riven by the storm. This was an experience I wanted to share with you. It's an experience I will never forget, because this morning when I took a bath, I saw a bad infection in my leg, a zecke. How do we say zecke? A tick had attacked me. And I thought, thank you for the memory of the material world. I took it out and we said, I'm sorry, you are not a wanted guest here. And so on. But I remembered. Krishna sent me a little note. See, you are... Take shelter in the spiritual dimension, not the material dimension. That is better. It is better. I wanted to share this, especially on Nityananda's appearance day. Not appearance day, on Nityananda's. My dear devotees, just look at the miracle. We are on time. We end at 8:30. This is amazing. I thought I will end on this note. I will just sing just for 5 more minutes. Maybe we can give the harmonium, we can bring it to Gadata, and he can accompany us. Krishna. No, was können wir noch Gadara besonders gut? Alle können wir gut. Krishna Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. I think we all know that I think we all know that we are sometimes distracted and disturbed, like I was on that morning, and I request you to now sing, but also take shelter in Krishna. You will see it's a difference. You will not be so distracted.
Ah,
Dass wir beim nächsten Mal bitte hören, die gleiche Melodie, aber hören.
Thank you.
So, Hare Krishna. Ja, damit sind wir an ein natürliches Ende angelangt. Hare Krishna, I will say goodbye. As far as I know, we have our next Gaura Lila evening not so far from here. I believe in 1 week or so. Does any one of you know the... I'm sorry? Already on Tuesday? Tuesday? Yeah. Okay. Tuesday or Thursday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. Yes. Good. Yeah, fine, fine. Very, very. Yes, I knew that is. It's very brief. I will go to. Am Samstag fliege ich nach Birmingham. Ich komme jetzt gerade von London. Letztes Wochenende war ich da und wir haben ein Lehrerretreat gegeben für die Lehrer der Avanti-Schulen. Maybe I should speak in Mitra is not understanding. For the teachers training, maybe you have heard we have a school system called Avanti Schools, which is going up till the age of 18, just before entering the university. People can there. There's many schools are now there, and India has shown great interest. I believe Vinay will take note of this. Great interest in the school system. We have three values: educational excellence, character formation, and spiritual insight. And it's quite interesting because right now we are only a Hindu faith school. That's one category. But there is great interest in our system, so that other schools like to cluster around or cluster with us. It's a British expression, means form a group of schools, and some very exciting news are happening there. Yes, I was invited because devotees know I developed the Vedic way to train our teachers in. The teachers of the school in what spiritual insights could mean, you know, what it is. And yeah, it was very, very nice the weekend. Some teachers said, wow, I never knew that I'm part of such a wonderful thing. I knew that devotees are behind it, but I didn't know what is behind the devotees. So, it's a very, very good development because that really brings us into mainstream society, through education. You are really a respected, contributing member of society. It's a very, very nice. So, yeah, I wish you all the best. I need to speak to a few devotees. I have brought something for you, Damodar Priya, and I would also need to speak to Tushta and Mangala quite soon, I think, because you will have to go up to Kladau again. You have to return. And yes, I would like to speak with everyone, but the time is also there. What was the other thing I... Ja, just eine ganz kurze Nachricht muss ich dir geben. So, I will close. Ich werde das hier beenden. Do you all know Mitra? Mitra is wonderful. And she lives with her husband Rupa Raghunath, isn't it? Rupa? What? Rupanuga. Rupanuga, even better. In Vrindavan. And it's... You came maybe with Mitra? Yes. So, Hare Krishna.